Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, are we having fun?
As much fun as we possibly can.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I think I announced it, well, I'm pretty sure last week we talked about it, but I got COVID again, so I've just had a boring week of like laying around my house doing absolutely nothing. Taking lots of medicine and resting, so if my voice sounds off, I'm sorry, but I am feeling much better, so that's what matters. We had a rough few days there for a minute.
Yeah. But
all good. I just felt like the whole audio from TikTok the entire time, like, I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
So, I don't blame you. Yeah. You don't sound too hot, and it's like your third time around, so I'm like, what is going on?
I don't know, and this was definitely, to be honest, the worst time. Maybe I was just really lucky the last few times, but I went into this one kind of cocky, like, I've had it 2 times before, I'm fully vaxxed, I'm fully boosted, and COVID was like, whoop. So, anyway, it was rough there for a little bit midweek, but I am here, and I am on the mend, so, yeah, my voice sounds kind of weird, but otherwise, doing fine.
Yeah, it's one is that time of the year. I find whenever children start going back to school, it's like all hell breaks loose in terms of like viruses and whatnot.
It is true.
But I think it's also a return of like not just kids, but a bunch of people start going back to work and stuff as well once their kids start going to school, and so it's just a lot spreading in the air, and then the weather changing and yeah. So it's that time of the year, so mask up, use that hand sanny.
Wash your hands, wash your hands. Practice hygiene.
Cover your freaking mouth. Number one, first and foremost.
Yeah. No, this has given me a total complex, because, like, I'm just like I heard someone be like, washing your hands is so critical. And I'm like, am I like a grub-a-dub-dub? Like, why does it keep hitting me? But I think it's just, I don't know, group settings. Like, I work from home mostly, so maybe my immune system's like, cool. And then I go in public and it's like, ha. I have no other idea.
No, but I just think we've all been like pretty lax in general within the last year or two. I think people are just like ready to not be in the house from COVID. So we've all been outside trying to live our best lives and act like COVID is not in existence anymore. So yeah, I don't think it's just a you thing. I think we're all playing a bigger part in why cases are ramping back up again.
Well, when I was talking to my healthcare provider, and I'll keep this short, and again, I'm not a healthcare provider, so this is me paraphrasing, I was like, am I in some way like immunocompromised, or like, why have I had it like so many times? And she's like, honestly, this isn't even that many in the scale of things. She was like, I'd be concerned if like you were getting the same strain over and over again, but the way yours have been spaced out, they're probably just different strains. And she's like, COVID is tricky like that because it keeps mutating. So like, obviously your body has some immune response like built up to the old version, but then like the new version sneaks around that response, basically, to paraphrase what she said. And like, that's why it's so persistent. And I feel like I knew that at some level. Like, it sounds really obvious saying it out loud right now, but I feel like that's part of the reason we keep having these problems, right? Is like, you really can't build up like overall immunity.
Yeah.
So anyway, this isn't a COVID podcast, but I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Like,
yeah. Well, I hope you continue to feel better.
Thank you. I think I just need to like mask up. And honestly, it's never a good time, but like, I have some international travel later in the year for like weddings and stuff, so better it happen now, I guess, than later.
Yeah.
I mean, best not at all, but
put me in a bubble until like after April.
Right. Hazmat suits anytime I go out, the new trend in fashion.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about today other than my health diagnosis?
Well, I feel like it snuck up on us, or maybe that's just me, but 3D is here, JK's new single.
Yes.
So I think that'll be our topic for today.
It did come up really fast, because I don't think we talked about this last time. I think we were pretty focused on the book. But we went to the Jonas Brothers concert last week.
We did.
And it was while we were there that it was announced. So, yeah. So it wasn't that much lead time, I guess. But I remember us all sitting in the venue being like, oh my god, JK. And then he went live and our friend was like trying to watch while we're at the Jonas Brothers concert. I was like, dang, this is some army level stuff.
I had no idea. I was too busy dancing and singing. I had no idea what was going on.
I think it might have been during intermission, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or around there, but anyway, nonetheless, yeah.
So yeah, Global Citizen Festival occurred last week at the same time. It was a rainy day once again.
I feel like JK, like, I was complaining about my own luck with COVID, but JK has the worst luck when it comes to his performances and rain in the US.
Yeah. I actually haven't watched the performance yet, but of course, from what I've heard, only good things.
I haven't watched it either, because again, I've been sick, so I've been like a huge lump on a log, but I did hear that he performs Still With You, I think, which is crazy to think about, so I need to find that ASAP.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, 3D was announced at the end of the show. I don't know, maybe I just wasn't paying attention to the date of when the song was going to be released, or I did and I just kind of forgot about it, but when they were like, it's here on Friday, I was like, what do you mean? Guess I expected a little more lead time, but nope, it's here.
Surprise.
I think we're following his timeline that he said previously, that he would have 7 and then one more single. And then the album, if I'm correct, or something along those lines.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
So here we are, and I think like midweek, was it midweek or was it the day of it was revealed that it was featuring Jack Harlow?
I think it was known from the announcement.
Okay.
Because our one friend who liked Jack Harlow was excited.
Okay. I think at the start of the week we got like teasers for it, or was that the day of?
We got some teasers throughout the week. Yeah,
I can't remember.
It was throughout the week because I remember someone was like, "Did you see this teaser?" And I was like, "I am one step above a coma right now. I did not watch this teaser." I was like, "I haven't done anything. Like my phone time is gonna be like you used your phone for 10 minutes a day," and I'll be like that meme about being the like colonial person outside. But like honestly, it was not that way. I was just not well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We got some teaser photos. I feel like there was teaser videos as well. I can't remember. It's like I didn't even experience the last week. But anyway, yeah, my sister is also like a Jack Harlow stan, and so we were like yelling about that. Not that I like Jack Harlow, but I was just like, oh, this is gonna be interesting. Like, I'm curious what this is going to sound like.
Isn't it fun when your fandoms converge though? Like, my brother is a huge NBA fan. Like, Pittsburgh doesn't have an NBA team. So he's just, like, a fan of, like, the league in general. So when Suga was announced as, like, an ambassador, then he had this, like, capsule collection. I was, like, texting my brother, like, our interests converge, you know, like,
yeah.
When Yugi's courtside. I don't know if my brother responded to me. He's like, you're so cringe. I don't know. But I was happy. So I can only imagine, like, actively liking Jack Harlow and actively liking Jungkook. Like, it was probably a fun week for you and your sister, I guess was my point.
Yeah. So yeah, the song's here. I think we were speculating that it was going to have kind of like a older older 2000 90s vibe based off of the teachers that we saw. We were like, I think when we were together, it was either when we were together or sometime during the week, we were like, oh, this kind of like reminds us of like Janet and Michael Jackson Scream, or like TLC No Scrubs. So we were like speculating that's what the song was going to sound like.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was in our group chat, because we were talking about that, or maybe it was in person, like, also did this week happen to me? I don't know. Somewhere, we were talking about, like, side by side, the, like, TLC photos and JK's, like, 3D promo photos. So for some reason, my expectation was, like, it's gonna sample TLC, it's gonna sound like that, like, I'm so ready for that. Like, it kind of does in that it sounds like it's, like, from that era somewhat, but it doesn't really sound like that song specifically.
Were those photos even from Ford 3D, or was it, like, Vogue or something? Because now I'm, like, confused.
Maybe, honestly.
I don't even know what's going on.
Who are we? What are we doing? What week is it? Like, why do we have a podcast? Exactly. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, but it was, like, so Fast and Furious with photo shoots there for a second, because you have, like, Tay's 50,000 photos. He's also doing, like, a photo book for Daikon, if you saw that. Like, a special photo folio type of thing. JK had, like, his Dazed photo shoot. Then he had his Vogue photo shoot. Then, like, Namjoon was in GQ Japan. But then he also had, like, a Dazed photo shoot. I think JK's was maybe, like, Dazed UK. And Namjoon's, like, general Dazed. Like, honestly, I could be so wrong. Because, again... quite literally last week was a fever dream, but like everything was hitting at once. So I'm like, there were some photos. Were those photos from? I could not tell you. I don't know. I know that the photos exist, but anyway, people had pictures from one of the JK photo shoots, whether specifically for 3D or for one of the other ones as part of his general promo, that looked exactly like a lot of these like Y2K photo shoots. So I think we were just like expecting that.
Yeah. So I mean, we both watched the MV, so I guess we could start there. What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, it was truly like a no thoughts, head empty kind of moment for me, again, for so many reasons. I think JK, maybe I shouldn't lead with this, but I'm gonna lead with it. JK looked so fine, like, in every aspect of the video. I'm like, I don't know, like, even going up those stairs, it was giving me, was it NO?
Yeah.
No More Dream? Which one has the stairs?
Yeah.
They're walking down the stairs. Anyway, it's giving me that vibe, and I'm like, we've come full circle. Like, we did it. Like, just sad in my feels. But then the song itself is like very upbeat. I don't want to get doxxed and like I don't want your sister to hate me. And also, side note, like Twitter was so annoying this week.
It was
like,
pretty bad.
I logged into Twitter for 5 whole seconds and I was like, I genuinely do not have the capacity to care about any of this. I'm leaving Twitter immediately. I saw like all the hot takes. I think there's like hot takes on all sides, so I'm just gonna leave it. Let alone that like Weibo scandal, which I'm really not getting into, but like what the actual F. Anyway, I saw that there were people on all sides, and I'm not like not aligning myself with any group. Personally speaking, the song is catchy, it's fun. I did not like Jack Harlow's verse at all. I thought it was so cringe. I thought his entire presence was cringe. The scene where he lines up the girls in a row and, like, makes comments, I was like, absolutely not. You're done. Immediately no. I've seen what I needed to see. All right, I'm gonna head out. Like, that'll about do it for me. That's how I felt. And, yeah, so I was really not feeling it. I thought JK looked great. I thought he danced well. I thought his voice sounded good. At first, I was like, the song is whatever. It's, like, very mid, which isn't, like, bad, right? Like, mid is, like, middle.
Mid's kind of bad in these, but I like, today's like speak. It's kind of bad.
All right. It's average. The song is fine. It's adequate. Jack Harlow's verse is kind of cringe, I guess. And, like, what are we doing here? And that's my thoughts. So if I'm canceled, I'm canceled.
Honestly, I just feel like it's just so odd. This doesn't happen anywhere else, right? Like, I feel like it's only when we have conversations about BTS or K-pop in general, where it's like, if you're not like 100% on board, then you're like the worst person ever and you shouldn't be a fan. Like, there's no room for, we have plenty of discourse, so I can't say that, but there's no room for like any kind of like criticism or just simply like, I just don't like it. It's not my style. It's not my vibe. Like, we have to feel like this amount of like immense guilt, because we don't like the song. Like, it doesn't mean that we're not going to support BTS or we're going to support them any less. So like what? I don't know. It's just weird. Like, every single time there's some kind of song like this, we have to keep having these conversations.
I do think, and I've said this before, I do think it's especially bad when it comes to JK for some reason. Yeah, I'll leave it there. I have other thoughts. Well, but,
and it's unfortunate. Yeah.
I do feel like, yeah, JK gets a lot of
It's unfortunate
discourse.
That it's him. Like, I feel like we weren't having these conversations with the other members. So what is it about his content that is so divisive? Is it just because it is like sexually explicit? And it's not, well, the last one was pretty sexually explicit. I feel like this one was a lot more suggestive, a bit more like,
rather than just like,
yeah, a bit more like innuendo. You do a little bit more thinking to to understand what it was that he meant, as opposed to the last one was like, yeah, I know, okay, I get this one.
I was kind of worried because the promo blurb for this song was like an even more mature JK, and like Seven had already been released, and I'm like, unless we're like whining and grinding up on the floor, like,
right,
where do we go from here? You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I was surprised. It wasn't, it actually, personally, based on the like promotional announcement, it was not as explicit as I was expecting,
yeah,
it to be.
Same here. I think I heard the teaser like that played the actual snippet of the song before work one day, and I like kind of screamed out loud, and I had to stop myself because it was like 6:30 in the morning. yeah, I think the clip was like saying something about how he wanted to see it in motion, and I was like, see what? Yeah, so
I mean, he did say that,
yeah,
in the song, so it wasn't not
exactly
explicit.
So I say all that to say I do actually like the song. I'm not sure if I like it as much as, Seven yet, but I think it's too soon to call anyway. It does have an older feel. It's not 90s. It's definitely, like, early 2000s, like, Justin Timberlake first album, Senorita, like, very specifically.
Honestly, yeah. It's like, what does this sound,
yeah,
like? Nailed it. Claire
very
got
specific.
It right off the bat.
I enjoy the song. Yeah. It's, again, another, like, fun pop track. Like Seven. I think the music video was also silly, like Seven as well. So we can see that there's, like, a theme that he has going on. And so I'm even more curious now if his album in entirety will sound pretty poppy. Loaded with sexual innuendos. Like, I'm just curious what it's going to sound like. Or will we get, like, different sounds on the album itself?
It's funny, because I didn't catch it live, but I think it was either yesterday or, like, much earlier today. It might even have been earlier this morning. Time is not real. Anyway, he was on Station Head doing a live, as he's off to do. And he said something to the effect of, like, I'm 26 years old, and I'm already a burden to my parents. No, I'm joking. Lapsing into Pride and Prejudice yet again. He said, I'm 26 years old. And actually, the Pride and Prejudice quote, she's 27 for the record. But okay, let me talk about JK here. JK said, I'm 26 years old. I'm not innocent anymore. Like, I know everything. Like, when I work hard, I work hard. And when I play hard, I play hard. Something to that effect in the translation I saw. And he was like, wouldn't it be more weird if I was, like, innocent at 26? But, like, the fact that, like, I'm already 26 and I know everything is giving me, like, like, we got a bad over here, you know? Like, I don't know. He's, like, a young to, like, mid-20s guy who thinks he's got it all figured out. And, like, I commend him for that. And, like, I'm sure he has a lot of things figured out. But just wait. That early 30s crisis is coming for you, my guy. Like, just you wait. It'll catch you eventually.
I was trying to figure out what he means by I know everything. And I have, like, several thoughts. But, yeah, the man's grown. So I feel like at this point, like, it shouldn't be a shocker that we're still hearing this, especially after 7. I feel like 7 was actually set the bar pretty high, right? I feel like this one was rather tame in comparison. Maybe just because you can't get any more explicit to me than saying you want to bang, like, 24/7. Like, I just don't know, like, yeah.
The so, chafing zone.
Like, I mean, worse things anyway, definitely could be said. But, like, nothing should come to a surprise to you after hearing that song. So, anyway, yeah, I heard the song after seeing all of the commotion on the internets, probably, like, midday on Friday. So I was expecting that the song was gonna just be, like, freaking horrible. And so when I played it, I was just kind of like, so what's all the hullabaloo about? Like, I didn't really understand. Jack Harlow's verse doesn't bother me one way or the other. I think a few things about it were a little weird. I think other things about it went over a few people's heads. And so they just, like, don't get it. I don't know. There's, like, controversy over, like, the dead body line, and I'm like, all right, so you never watched Boys in the Hood, I guess. Which is, like, cool. I'm not expecting everybody to have watched that movie, but that was, like, a direct line from a movie. No, it was not talking about, like, sexually assaulting, like, an actual dead body or whatever, like, it was a play on words. Anyway, we move. The next problematic thing, I feel like, was that ABG line, which was odd because it was a line of women in the music videos and nobody was an ABG, which was odd.
I didn't notice that. Before I even saw that commentary, I was like, we have every ethnicity but no Asian people in this video other than JK. I was thinking that to myself. And then I went online and was like,
yeah, and people were like, JK's the ABG. But anyway, I guess there was some controversy over whether certain, like, well, first of all, people were, like, Googling what that word means, and it has nothing to do with, like, gang related behavior, at least in today's context. So there was, like, you know, actual, like, Asian women being like, that's not what it means, and it's not weird. So I don't know, I guess if they gave it the clear, does that mean it's good? I don't know. But anyway, I think it was just,
but I mean, there might be other people on the internet saying it's not good. Right. Like, I don't know how to weigh in on this. I'm just not.
I think more concerning was that it was odd that there was no one Asian in the in that lineup of women. That was really odd.
Also, why did he line the women up? Like, that was just weird to me. But I already said that.
I'm like, is it lining up, like, is he, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It was a lot of, like, ambiguity within the music video where I'm kind of like, you could interpret this one way or the other. And I would hope that considering all of like the backlash BTS has got in the past for like misogynistic lyrics and things like that, that it's not in the way that some were interpreting it. Like the line after about, I don't know, he calls himself a whore at some point. Like, I can't remember the exact line. It was like something about one girl being too boring. Two girls is cool. Three is like a bit too much. Four, now I'm whoring. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, is this like you being into like polyamory and having like multiple partners? Or are you talking about like just like having your way with like multiple women? Like I don't know. And then there was a lot of talks about like a lot of things like not being consensual, or they are consensual, so I was just like, I don't know, it was kind
of
weird.
But I saw people being like, JK, king of consent, and I was like, what? And then he said like, right, if you'll let me, or something to that effect.
Well, exactly. And then I feel like the last part of the song where Jack Harlow is rapping, that part sounded consensual. It was like, I'll fly you out here and see if you would like to do something with me, maybe.
That's basically what it's God, song. Can you imagine? I have like an out-of-body moment in a bad way hearing that. Like, maybe yeah. I'm just jaded, but imagine a dude flies you from international, trans-Pacific, transcontinental, and he's like, we could just hang out. I feel like anytime you move, he's going to be, like, panting down your neck. Like, you'll be like, I'm a little thirsty. And he's like, thirsty? And you're like, no, like, I just want a glass of water. Like, yeah. I beg you, leave me alone.
I did not interpret the song as being, like, overtly misogynistic. But there's, for some reason, whenever, like, BTS collaborates with other like hip-hop artists, there's like always this conversation about like, oh, that's why I only listen to BTS, because they're like nothing like the rappers in the West, and like hip-hop's so misogynistic. And we also just had this conversation,
I was gonna say, we just talked about this
when talking about the book, like, what was that, last month, where it's like, okay, yes, misogyny is in hip-hop, but misogyny is rampant literally everywhere else. So yeah, I don't know, I just feel like whenever like hip-hop comes into question, it just gets odd. Like, you just see it time and time again, like lack of support for like the rap line, whenever they hip-hop with like whenever they collaborate like with hip-hop artists. Yeah, exactly. Whenever they collaborate with other hip-hop artists, like, I don't know, I just feel like whenever that comes into conversation, we always have problems, and it's just getting really kind of annoying. And sometimes it seems very anti-black at times, not necessarily in this case obviously, because Jack Harlow is not black, but anyway, yeah, I'd be finding it a little odd. So that's my thoughts on that.
Well, I guess in the same vein then, is it good that people are showing up in the same way when it's Jack Harlow? Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not endorsing that.
I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think his bars were that great, in particular. But I mean, I think they were fitting for the not a serious song, if that makes any sense. So I feel like most of the people that BTS have collaborated with have given us very like light, fun bars whenever they rap on their tracks, right? I don't know if that's just because of the nature of the song, because the songs are usually more up-tempo poppy, so that's what you get. But yeah, I don't think we've really heard any, have we? Like,
shout out to J. Cole.
I guess, yeah. That, but I'm saying, like, most of the time, it's not a J. Cole. It's not a Wale. Like, 90% of the rest of the time, it's like a Megan on Butter. It's Jack Harlow on this song. It's Snoop.
But, like, for example, Megan's verse, I love. Like, maybe it's also lighthearted, but, like, yeah. I love Megan's verse. Like, there's no, other there's nothing girls wrong with that. Where I'm like, you all never met up. Not once did you listen to the track before you recorded these bars.
There's nothing wrong with it being like lighthearted. That's my entire point. What I would love to see though is more. I'm collaborating with the Western artists. Like for me, Namjoon's work with Wale is like completely like separate, right? Like, I want to see those kind of bars. I want to see the J. Cole, J. Hope kind of bars. Like. Like, it's, I want to hear a BTS track where, like, y'all get on the track and y'all are, like, actually spitting. that's what I want to hear. And most of the times we don't hear that. We hear it on, like, the solo stuff, but, like, not necessarily on, like, the group stuff. Yeah. But anyway. That's not really the point. I appreciated the Tampa bar. Shout out to all my Tampa homies. I feel like I have to stand just for that, at least. So, yeah. I don't really have any issues with it. I think because it sounds so much like Senorita, and Senorita is my freaking song.
Create that mashup for everyone, please, for the good of the order. Get Bethel Mahoney on it.
Yeah, Bethel to get on. That's exactly what I was going to say. We need Bethel to get on the track and make that mix. Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's whatever. Like, I'm not, like, crazy for Jack Harlow, so I wasn't, like, disappointed or, like, happy one way or the other. But, yeah, it's just a fun little track. That's all I'm, like, taking it as. It's not that serious.
I guess, like, to put it in perspective, I never really take Jack Harlow that serious, so like, should I have expected anything else? Maybe not.
I mean, even from his own tracks that are, I would say, his like lead singles, they're pretty like lighthearted.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he can't rap or anything like that, and I wouldn't be able, I wouldn't be able to make that distinction because I'm not a fan. I don't, like, listen to his other songs, like, off the album, so he probably has some deep cuts where he, like, truly is spitting or whatever, but to me, this isn't that far off from, like, a first class.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's everybody expecting? Like, this is what he's here to serve. Like, this is his main course. Why are we so, like...
Must not lose.
Anyway.
Yeah. The last thing I want to say about the hip-hop thing is, like, whenever someone's like, I love listening to BTS with my family, or, like, it's so clean and wholesome on, like, you know, whatever people are doing here in the West, I'm like, tell me you don't listen to BTS or read any translations 100%. Without telling me that you don't listen to BTS that seriously, or read any translations. Like, this isn't anything new, really. I mean, maybe it's new for JK specifically, but, like, again, if you read any of these lyrics, like, I don't know. I think there's an element of, like, I don't know, like, purity... Is it fetishization? Like, what is it? Where someone's like, they're different from us here. I'm like, people are dirty people everywhere. Like, people are horny everywhere in the world. Like, it's fine.
I feel like some prejudice or racism does factor into that. But, I mean, maybe we're not ready for the conversation.
That's some premium content you have to pay to hear that.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, it's like... Tell me you've never looked up, like, BTS lyrics ever, because this is not the first time that they've talked about sex. We've said this before when talking about Seven. So, yeah. I don't know. It's like, what is it? Do you only listen to, like, Dynamite and Permission to Dance on loop? Which is, like, fine, but, like, don't be surprised when you hear them, like, doing other things, because they... We've constantly talked about how they make a wide range of music. This is, like... somewhere in that spectrum of their range.
Like, and again, like, I don't love this song. I find it, like, totally fine, sans Jack Harlow, but, like, that doesn't mean I'm gonna unstand, like, this might just not be a song for me. Like, in the range of music they produce, to your point, this just isn't my fave track.
Yeah, I think people just also have a lot of expectations for JK, and I just think it's very odd. Like, I think people really do infantilize him, and, like,
What is he supposed to be doing right now? Like the ABC song?
Exactly. It's like, okay, cool. We can talk about him having stars in his eyes and baby star candy. But like, at what point do you be like, no, but for real, this is actually like a grown man. Like, when do we let him like be his age or like, you know, escape from that kid that you were watching in No More Dream? Like, I don't know. Like, when are we gonna let him grow up? It's just very odd.
I don't know, this is my opinion, but by doubling down on this like JK pure and innocent thing, like he's gonna make more music like this to prove you wrong. It's becoming a catch-22 cycle versus if you just let that man breathe, maybe he won't have to sing about freaking all the time.
Yeah. He like someone during that chat asked him about his the time of his birth, and he said it, and he was like, yeah, my tattoo has my time of birth, and like of course everybody ran to like draw up his astrological birth chart, and that man is like a Virgo through and through, and so I'm not surprised that like I'm not surprised that yeah, what he's doing feels like he's like basically doubling down, like, oh, you thought that was bad, well here we go.
Yeah, try to argue with a Virgo, like, and freaking luck.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose that fight, by the way.
Yeah, I just feel like his image, his everything these days are pretty much like a back off, like I'm gonna do what it is that I want to do whether you like it or not.
As he should.
I mean 100%. I don't blame him. It's supposed to be a time where they find themselves and they explore what it is they like doing, they try something new. Like, this is it. Like, this is JK, and I'm sorry that this is breaking that image that you've had of him, and you're realizing now that he's not the person that you thought he was. Like, I don't know, bye. Like, just leave.
And I mean, to be fair, again, I've said this before, like, people are allowed to have whatever feelings or reactions they have
right.
to what he puts out. The distinguishing thing is, like, we do not control him. Like, I can be like, not for me, but I'm not gonna be like, JK, how dare he make a song like this? I will never forgive him. I don't understand. Like, okay, I don't have to understand. Like,
exactly. Bye.
Yeah.
One day you're going to realize that, like, the rest of us really, like, don't care too much. And then I think people were also in his chat saying, like, what if I started, like, stanning other artists? And I'm like, how bold are you? I think he responded. He even
answered that question.
Yes.
He was like, he responded, I don't care. Like,
I don't care. So, like, yeah. What are you expecting out of him? You don't He's care like, if you like him or not.
For the people that are watching me. Like, JK does not care if you're a Malty. Which, also, can we leave the Malties alone? You have the JK stamp of approval.
Exactly. Exactly. That man does not care. He don't care if you don't like him at all anymore. If you do like him and you like other people, he was just like, I'm investing time in people that, like, support me, so... That's really all we care about.
Circling back to the astrological thing, people were also asking for his mom's birth time, and he was straight up like, why do you need to know? Isn't it enough to have his? Like, what are people doing? Like, tracing the family line back as far exactly. as possible?
I was like, oh, we got the feds in the chat. Like, why are y'all asking about his parents' birthday? Weirdos.
Oh my goodness. Not the feds.
Oh, God. Anyway.
The feds are hanging on by a thread. That's a different podcast.
Yeah. I was trying to understand the music video, like, how it starts off, and that person, like, puts that, what do you call those things? I don't know. Put something to his head, and it was like, was this a vision of that first person? I was truly trying to understand what the music video was. Like, do you remember that part? Someone sits down in a chair... They, like, put this, like, little, like, wire thing to their head, and we, like, I don't know, it flashes to, like, the dance scene, and, like, the whole rest of the music video plays out. So I was like, are we watching this from, like, someone's, like, fantasy or vision? I don't know.
I mean, that interpretation would make sense to me, because I think, again, in the promotional blurb, it was, like, seeing someone you fantasized about in 2D and 3D, or like seeing them in person. And I'm like, just say that we're all thirsty for JK. Like, I know what the analogy is that you're hinting at here, but maybe it's not. But anyway, I would take like your fever dream fantasy illusion interpretation to be accurate. I'm not a theorist, Army. And honestly, I had no thoughts head empty. I was just like, yay, yeah. JK.
Anyway, lots of, sexual imagery there.
I don't know.
Jumping off the stairs and hanging in the air. It was just a lot. It
was a lot. One thing about JK is that he is gonna hang in the air for some period of time.
I'm like, this guy likes being suspended. I'll have no further thoughts before my mind starts going. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the little rain scene. It's not like a early 2000s music video if you don't have like rain falling on you out of nowhere.
Back before we had CGI. Exactly. We had water.
Yeah, get a little breakdance in the rain. So, I don't know. It was cool.
What music video is it where they roast someone for like texting someone in Excel on their little flip phone?
That was a Nelly and Kelly Rowland video. God, what was the song?
Anyway.
I cannot remember what the name of the song was.
Speaking of Y2K.
Rain. Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot. You just dated the hell out of us.
I mean, I dated myself. But I already said that the 30-something breakdown's coming, so people know my age.
Yeah. I do wish... if there was any criticism that I could offer, which doesn't matter anyway, like my opinion literally doesn't matter, I wish there was some kind of like bad choice of words, climax or whatever to the song. Like if there was some kind of like like a bridge or something, a change of key towards the end. I don't know. It's very like similarly paced throughout the entire song.
Yeah, it's not, like, ebbing and flowing. It's right. Just flowing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that was the same with 7, too. That's my only thoughts.
You want, like, a dramatic high note?
Yeah! I think that would've fit, especially champagne confetti. I don't know, I just feel like it would've fit in there somewhere.
And then the high note and the key chain, and the key change.
Yeah, something. Something like that.
While the high note's going, yeah.
But I'm not a producer.
At Hive, hire me to only listen to your tracks.
Exactly. A&R your tracks.
I won't know how to do anything on the computer, but I can offer critiques. As is my Virgo nature, let me offer you many critiques.
Yeah. Exactly.
Harness my powers for good.
But yeah, I don't know. There was a dance practice video and a performance video that was released. Personally, I'm here for it, because, I don't know if you're watching, is it called Street Woman Fighter? But the dance show was featuring a bunch of female dancers and certain dance groups battling each other. I don't know if you've seen all that chatter on the internet about that.
I know of the show. I've not seen the internet chatter.
Anyway, there's been a lot of chat about a specific group, Jam Republic. I think they're like the nation's favorite at this point. Maybe not internet's favorite, but anyway, they were featured in both of those videos, so I thought that was really cool. I've been following one of the members, Latrice, for a while, and so I was like, oh cool, she's on show, and then now she dances with JK, and I'm like, woohoo. I don't know. It's just cool.
World's converging.
Yeah. Rooting for everybody black. So, it was just cool seeing it. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's like... overall, I'm like, what's the big deal? It was fun.
And I was very much in the category of like, this song is not for me. And then I caught myself humming it after listening to it like 3 whole times. And I was like, all right, stop lying to yourself. Like,
Yeah.
And I was listening to the alternate version, and I liked it a lot more. So I think just, like, for me personally, I'm like, bye, Jack Harlow.
That too. Like, it's like, if you don't, well, I guess you're SOL if you don't like the sexual maturity of the song, period. But yeah, if Jack Harlow's not on that version, then it's like, that's the version for you. Like, what are we all fighting for?
Because we've been left unattended for too long, basically.
Oh, God.
Jenna's gonna come back to that community meme where it's like the guy walking in with pizza.
I almost hope that just, they...
It's like the room is on fire.
They don't leave us with even a month of just radio silence, because what are we gonna do? I think
the fandom will simply not go on the internet.
Well, if we're lucky, Elon Musk will start charging for Twitter, not calling it that name, and and we won't have accounts anyway, because who's paying for that?
Bye. Right. See you never. When will I see you again? Oh, never. Never. Tomorrow? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. And I'm not, like, I'm not going to Tumblr. Like, I'm not creating, like, another page somewhere else. Like, it's just not happening. Like, you just won't catch us on Instagram. Catch me on Instagram, Facebook. And that's it. Like, there's no, there's no other way to stay in touch. Like, that's
it. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, it's been, like, a long time where people are like, find me on Insta, find me on Facebook, find me on X/Twitter, find me on LinkedIn, which, like, don't find me on LinkedIn, like, find me on Patreon, like, find me on whatever. Like, is it such a bad thing we have one less site? Like, I personally don't think so. It's fine. There'll be other ways to keep in touch.
Yeah, I think we're good. We are oversaturated in just about every area of our lives. So I think it's cool if we lose one social media site.
I have been, like, going on Tumblr more these days, just on my, like, old Tumblr that I had before. But it's not, like, at least I have not curated my feed. It's not, like, a good way to get news. Like, it's just a way to be like, I want to read fics. So I don't know what we're going to do for news.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instagram, I guess.
I honestly, I kind of would like to live, like, in bliss. Just, like, only knowing when BTS has, like, a concert come back. Like, only knowing when they have a music video, because I see it on YouTube. Like,
right.
Just being completely removed from it all.
It was freeing to, like, log into Twitter and to be like, wait, I don't need to have an opinion on this. I can just leave.
Exactly.
Like, I can simply remove myself from this conversation.
Exactly. I'm cool with, like, looking at their Instagram pictures that don't have comments, except the members' comments. Like, I'm cool. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's that. Any other topics?
No, I mean, the only thing I meant to say when you were talking about the Tampa verse, like, if Pittsburgh was ever mentioned in a track, I would absolutely transcend to a higher state of being and never return. Like, I would just be like, no one talk to me. I am the best. Like,
the only thing that would make it better is if JK says it. Like, if some performance he says it. Yeah.
JK says the word Tampa and you'll be like, exactly. No one talk to me. I'm superior. I'm better than all of you.
Exactly.
Don't be ridiculous, Andrea. Everyone wants to live like me.
I feel like as someone from Tampa, it's not often that you hear someone, like, say our city in a song unless you're listening to, like, a Tampa artist. Like, you might hear someone shout out, like, somewhere in New York, somewhere in California, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Miami.
Exactly. So, hearing Tampa out loud, I was like, yeah. And he's not even from Tampa, so.
He's not even from Tampa. What was the reason?
Exactly. Basically, so
he in a good way, what was the reason?
Follow up with that Bucks line. It was clever. I'll give him, I'll give him a little 8 for that. He ate a little. But yeah.
I mean, even in, was it Hip Hop File, when Hobie, like, mentions the name Mac Miller, I'm like, did you know he's from Pittsburgh? And everyone's like, shut the up. We know Mac Miller's from Pittsburgh. Like, please, I beg you. So, like, actually, I can't imagine. Well, like, I truly can't just not imagine.
If that. I was from Pittsburgh in the Wiz Khalifa area, I would have been insufferable. So I don't blame you.
Like, yes, Black and Yellow came out, and, like, you couldn't talk to anyone from Pittsburgh for, like, a solid 10 years. Yeah,
exactly.
Everyone's like, this song again? And I'm like, ooh, power up, like, the memes.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. We have, like, very local artists. Other than Doji, who I feel like, I just need her to make.
I didn't know Doji was from Tampa. She is.
I need her to, like, make some Tampa
That's
song.
A big flex.
Exactly. We have, like, very local artists that are, like, you know, near and dear to our hearts, but not on, like, a very huge scale, like a Wiz Khalifa or a Mac Miller, if I'm correct. So. Anyway, that's enough Tampa talk.
Girls with Fun visits Tampa edition.
Oh, God. Anyway. I think we can wrap it up here.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.